The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sally Reese here from Natural Nosh, and you're listening to Healthy Options here on Fresh FM in Nelson. I wanted to talk a bit more about fermentation today to give you some more background information and to help you to understand how important it is to eat more probiotics, especially as antibiotics are pretty common in our society today. We need, especially after taking antibiotics, we need lots more probiotics because the antibiotics not only kill the bad bugs, they also kill the good bugs, so you're left very much depleted and you need to replenish them in your body soon after you stop taking the antibiotics. So fermentation has a long, long, long history. They say way back in 7000 BC in China that was first documented. It's got very mysterious, the history of them in general, so it's nothing in concrete. And then they were discovered in 6000 BC in Georgia, that used to be part of Russia, 3150 BC in ancient Egypt, 3000 BCE in Babylon, 2000 BCE in pre-Hispanic Mexico, and in 1500 in Sudan. And fermented foods did have significance for different religious groups like Judaism and Christianity. So I guess it was discovered that the presence of bacteria in foods that had been fermented really had a huge effect on our digestion, our assimilation of nutrients, and to protect us against pathogens, which can harm us quite a lot. So we have in our atmosphere, in our environment, we have all sorts of harmful things. So we need a healthy gut flora to fight against these things. And some of those could be chlorination of our water, environmental poisons, like from sprays on crops and in our general gardens. Some people still use Roundup. Medications, of course, always have a detrimental effect on our gut flora as well. So the benefits are many and will documented. So firstly, they make food more nutritious. So what does that mean? So that helps to break down gluten in flour. It helps to break down proteins into amino acids. And of course, it makes them more available for our body to assimilate. Breaks down the lactose in milk. Definite minerals increase in availability, like B vitamins especially. So if you have a stressful life, that's all the more reason to eat more probiotics, because B vitamins, you need more of them if you're having a stressful life. Also increases the enzymes in our food, which are really important. Also, ongoing research indicates that some beneficial bacteria have anti-cancer properties, so that's good news. So there's something called glucosinolate, is known as a cancer inhibitor. So that's in kimchi and sauerkraut, so eat more of that. So because we're not cooking the vegetables, it means that still have a lot of the vitamins and minerals that aren't destroyed by heat. So vitamin C is one of them. So that's really good. So we have 100 trillion beneficial microbes in our gut. I don't know who's counted them. So it's an estimate, 100 trillion beneficial microbes in our gut flora. So they strengthen our gut and help our body to absorb lots more nutrients, boost our immune system, and protect against infection. They're some of the most potent detoxifiers. And what they do, they attach or combine with heavy metals like mercury, lead, aluminium, arsenic and others, and hold on to them, bind to them, and take them out of the body. So that's really good. I know kombucha is a very good detoxifier, as are a lot of the other fermented foods. They also reduce certain anti-nutrients, which is things like phytic acid, which is found in grains and beans, nuts, seeds, polyphenols, and oxalic acid, which you get in things like spinach. Anti-nutrients are things that interfere with the absorption of nutrients, so we don't want too many of those hanging around. Fermentation is divided into two categories. First one is wild fermentation. So we have things like sauerkraut and kimchi and any other fermented vegetables. So what happens there, the bacteria responsible for fermentation is actually found on the vegetables themselves. So we don't add any cultures to the ferment process. So they're naturally occurring, and the fermentation process in general takes longer because it takes longer for these particular bacteria to kind of wake up and grow. So they're generally lactobacillus. So the one responsible for sauerkraut and kimchi fermentation is lactobacillus plantarum. Kind of easy to remember because it's related to plants. And yeah, fascinating, during the fermentation process, when the acidity changes as different during the process and as different bacteria become alive. So at each stage of the acidity change, you get different bacteria that emerge at different stages to help to ferment it and help to make the nutrients more available. So that's really interesting. Also, I heard that the police are using the microbial profile in a room to help to track down a perpetrator in some of their crimes. So we each have an individual specific profile on our bodies and in our own homes. What's in my home will be different from what's in your home, in particular the kitchen, I guess. So somehow they can measure these or identify the microbes in our environment and use it to find out, you know, who was in a room and trying to solve crimes, which is very fascinating, I find. So we've got wild fermentation is one type of fermentation, and the other one is cultured fermentation or cultured ferments. And this is where you introduce a culture into a medium. So we have things like yogurt, milk, kefir, kombucha, and anything where you add something in. So they're colonies of microbes with yeast and bacteria usually. So that's what a SCOBY is. It's a mixture, a matrix of both yeast and bacteria. And they come in different forms. As you notice with milk kefir, the tiny cultures look like tiny, tiny pieces of cauliflower. With kombucha, it looks a bit like a mushroom, people say. Definitely layered and builds the newest layer forms on the top. And if you keep it long enough, you can put it in a separate jar, and this is referred to as a SCOBY hotel. So you can start your own hotel. Also, probiotics are called, or fermented foods are called, functional foods. And that's because they have an additional function beyond their basic nutrition. Fermented foods are functional foods because they provide significant benefits to our health, aiding digestion, and they support our immune function, of course. So very interesting. So basically, it's using the microorganisms as a transformative action. So some survive in an anaerobic environment, so that means little or no oxygen, like sauerkraut and kimchi, and some survive in a yeast, more or less survive with oxygen. So that's why in making sauerkraut and kimchi, you need to have the vegetables underneath the brine, the liquid that comes out of them when you're pummeling them with salt. So they must be under the brine so that oxygen in the air can't get to the vegetables. If air does get to the vegetables, find that you'll get mould. So there's one kind of mould that's white that's not harmful. It's called Kahm, K-A-H-M. And that can be just scraped off, and you can eat the sauerkraut or kimchi underneath it. I haven't seen it on kimchi. I've seen it on sauerkraut. And also there's the other kind of mould which is harmful. So it's coloured pink or green or something like that. You'll see it if you look hard enough. Sometimes it won't be that difficult to see anyway. So I've been advised that you need to tip the whole jar out because it's not safe. So just remember that. Kahm, K-A-H-M, and it's white, sort of a little bit furry, and it's not harmful. So also fermentation increases the enzyme content of food, which is interesting because that's probably why fermented foods help us with digestion and can help you prevent yourself taking supplements. It's much better to get your supplements from real food. So fermentation methods, there's several different methods with vegetables and fruits. So you can start them with salt. You can also use whey or you can buy a starter culture. The only thing about buying a starter culture is that it has a limited life. Even though you make a new batch with something from the old batch, you can only keep doing that for about 7 times. So if you use salt or whey, you can just keep going, making lots of batches ad infinitum, and it won't weaken. Of course, it's best to use, if you're using water in fruits and vegetables, making a brine, it's best to use good water, like filtered water or spring water if you can get it. So there's grains and starchy tubers. Grains can be fermented before cooking, so this is things like natto and tempeh and tofu. So this makes the gluten in them easier to digest, and also neutralises the phytic acid in some of them. And that blocks our mineral absorption, sometimes calcium as well. So we don't want phytic acid. Yeah, so beans, seeds and nuts, they all contain starches which provide food for the microbes. So soak beans in water, and that initiates fermentation. It does cause a smell, which is not very pleasant, and then they still have to be cooked before you eat them. Meat and fish is fermented, like things like in salamis and corned beef, sausages, things like that. Fermented fish, probably, well, for drying and salting, maybe making fish sauce. Then there's non-alcoholic beverages. So coffee beans are fermented, so are cacao beans, before they're made into the things we know them as. Lacto-fermented herbal tea is made from herbal tea. So you can make a lacto-fermentation from spent tea leaves. It's called La Pet, and it's an Asian drink. I've never tried that. You can make a drink from sweet potatoes. You can also make one from pineapple skins, and I've got one on the go made with banana skins. So just with a little bit of sugar added, and that's bubbling away on my bench. So there are multitudes of ways you can ferment your food, and the benefits are absolutely wonderful. So I do recommend that you try doing one or two different ones. So I have a course coming up that you might be interested in. It's in Wakefield on the 17th of July. That's a Wednesday in the evening. So you can come after work. Do have a look on my Facebook page, Natural Nosh, for more info on that. It'll be $50 and it'll be a couple of hours. So do let me know if you're interested. So you've been listening to Sally Reese on Healthy Options. And this is Fresh FM coming to you from Nelson.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.